You may remember right at the start of the coronavirus pandemic, we had the honor to speak with the National Commander of the American Legion, Commander Bill Oxford. And Commander Oxford, if I recall at that time, was telling us about some ways the American Legion was preparing for the coronavirus pandemic. I was hoping, fingers crossed, that this would all be behind us as we got closer to the holidays, and unfortunately, we all know that's not the case. Many states, especially the Midwest and Washington state, now seeing record numbers again of the coronavirus test coming back positive. So how is the Legion holding up? How are the people that they serve doing? I know it was a real tough time at the beginning, and it's gone longer than we thought. So we thought we'd reach out again to Commander Bill Oxford, get him on the line with us this morning, and get an update. Commander, good to hear from you again. How are things with the Legion? You guys have really been working hard to make sure everybody, our vets, are being taken care of during this virus.
Hey, thanks for the invitation, the opportunity. It's just a real honor to represent the American Legion and our 2 million members as Legionnaires. But since the pandemic, and you're right, we faced some tough times early on, and thought it was that our moving in a downward spike. But recently, things have turned around, and we have seen those positive cases go back in the positive direction. But the American Legion is still here, still on the job, still doing what we do.
You know, one thing you and I discussed at great length when we first talked earlier this year was one of the big ideas that you brought to the table when you became commander of the Legion was the buddy check. And that is something I think that has really taken off. And I think in some states, we've got state legislatures now that are working some kind of bill into the, you know, the constitution of the state when it comes to being a buddy, if you're a veteran, and doing the buddy check.
You're absolutely correct. Early on last year, we started or continued a buddy check program. And the buddy check was born out of a term from the World Wars called battle buddies. And the battle buddy concept was you've got a friend, your fellow foxhole inhabitor. So it's just a way he was going to check on you and you were going to check on him. But as we move in to our battle buddy check program, it was just a way for veterans to check on other veterans. And we all know that veteran to veteran interaction makes things a little bit easier. When somebody that you've got a common bond of service with, it just makes things easier as far as conversation. And our buddy check program was just a rolled out to make sure we're still checking on our fellow veterans to make sure they're okay, to find out if there's any need, if there's any need we can fill, or perhaps provide any assistance that they might need or feel concerned about.
You know, this is going to be a real tough holiday season, especially for some of our older vets, because really, Commander, the only family they have is the family down at the Legion. Many of them have lost spouses, and they don't have anywhere to go, or do they want to go because of the coronavirus to somebody's house for Thanksgiving or for Christmas dinner? So it's even going to be tougher not only to get out and see the vets at their homes this year, especially around Christmas, but for those that can't get out, it can be awfully depressing. And there's actually a new term, and I'm sure you've heard of it. I know of it, and I think it applies to a lot of our single veterans. I guess people are now are called silos, single individuals lost on society or left out of society. And that's the way a lot of our elderly veterans are. They are too far away from their kids, or unfortunately, the kids aren't involved in their lives. They've lost a spouse, and here we are around the holidays, which number one can be depressing for a lot of people, but number two, you're not going to be able to go out and visit or even maybe go hang out at the Legion and be with your quote-unquote family.
You're absolutely correct. The holidays, winter, and the continued isolation and stress associated and related to that have and are is making matters worse. And a lot of times like this, PTSD that many veterans suffer from continues to resurface and contribute to those feelings of isolation.
I know you guys at the Legion have really, really been in close contact and had a great relationship with the VA, and you have for many years. this coronavirus pandemic has really stretched the resources at many VA hospitals around the country. We're hearing from some vets that are still having trouble getting basic treatment for maybe diabetes or other just general health issues. And we still got, like I said, record numbers of coronavirus positive tests coming in nationwide. Have you been in contact with the VA, and what's their view on things, and how are things on your end when it comes to the veterans getting treatment?
Well, I think it's kind of stretched out a little bit in the past few weeks, but I have been in regular contact with the secretary. He was doing a weekly teleconference to keep the VSOs, Veterans Service Organizations, updated on where the VA is, their capabilities, their different philosophies, different outlets, different supply levels. So I feel confident that the VA is prepared and ready as we move into the next phase of this pandemic. One of the things that the VA has been doing is using regular telehealth visits, and those telehealth visits has increased, and they are continuing to develop those processes. The number of appointments has risen exponentially for telehealth visits. So the VA is ready, and the new Phillips Atlas program, the telehealth pod, is continuing to develop, continuing to come online, and those pods are being distributed across the country. And as we move forward, I have full confidence in the VA's ability.
With the Thanksgiving and holiday Christmas coming up, boy, it's really tough right now to here be at home fighting a coronavirus while you've got a loved one currently overseas. I know that the Legion has always been there for our vets who have served their country, but you're also there for the men and women in uniform who are currently serving, and especially their families left home. This year is going to be real tough, Commander. I know we've heard from Metropolitan Ministries, a lot of our local organizations saying, we're not getting enough donations food-wise and toy-wise to make sure everybody has a Merry Christmas, and it's going to be tough. How about the you working with the Legion? Are we still doing food drives? Are we still planning on feeding people during the holidays? And what about the kids who may not get anything from Santa Claus this year? That would be sad.
Well, I think it is. And that is one of the issues the American Legion faces. We continue, and this is typically a local post production, and there are Legion posts and many departments still making those considerations, still worrying about and hosting yellow ribbon events for troops that are coming home. But many guard units that have troops deployed. We do have American Legion posts that are working closely with those local units to make sure that those needs are met. One of the things you mentioned, toys. The Marine Corps League, as always, or every year, does have their Toys for Tots, and the American Legion has made contributions to that program for years and been part of those collection and distributions.
Commander, we did a special program a couple of weeks ago, most recently with the folks over at Goodwill, and they have a great program called Goodwill Good Jobs that specifically is designed to help men and women transitioning from service into the basic private sector trying to find work. And what they were telling us is it is really difficult. And not only do we have a coronavirus, we have a shaky economy, but a lot of people looking for jobs and jobs aren't there. This is a real tough time for maybe somebody who just recently became a veteran and just left service, and now they're at home and trying to find a job. They said it is really tough, but they're trying to find them jobs through Goodwill. I know you guys at the Legion have also got some job placement programs in place.
Absolutely the case. Our Veterans Employment Education Commission out of Washington, D.C., has regular job fairs. And in fact, we are having a virtual job fair in North Carolina tomorrow. So those kinds of job fairs, handled virtually, of course, because of the pandemic, but they are still taking place, still actively trying to help and find jobs for those veterans making the transition.
And what we really got into with the Goodwill folks was continued education, because I was kind of, you know, stumped. I got to be honest, Commander, I thought, geez, we got these men and women leaving probably some of the best education they've had in their lives. And we've got a lot of mechanics. When you look at the fleet of motor vehicles, Jeeps, tanks, et cetera, diesel, that's used in the U.S. military, you think it wouldn't be hard at all for some of these men and women coming out to find a job as a driver or a mechanic. Unfortunately, you got to get special certifications. You got to get special licenses. You got to have continued education with many things. And a lot of veterans are having trouble getting that continued education. And I'm wondering, we've got the GI Bill. That's what it was for. And why are we not taking advantage of this GI Bill?
Well, I think there's two issues there. Part of the credentialing and licensing issue, many of those credentials are state requirements, and it's difficult for the federal government to issue specific regulations about that. We work regularly and have periodic meetings with governors about licensing and credentialing, trying to identify specific programs that we might be able to provide some assistance with. You mentioned mechanics and truck drivers, a CDL. I agree with you 100%. That should be a really easy transition. Things like, if you look at a battlefield medic, that should be an easy transition to EMT or something in the medical field. And there are many other specialty fields in the military service that could easily translate to a license or these specific credentials they need. You mentioned the GI Bill. Many colleges and universities are trying to cut the payments for GI Bill because they're not on campus. But our veterans are still facing the same things that they were as far as utilities for food, for rent, for living expenses. So we've encouraged the VA and DOD to keep making those GI Bill payments, even though many of those classes have been online or are online now.
We're on the air with Commander Bill Oxford. He is the National Commander with the American Legion, and you all know we've talked to the good commander in the past and wanted to get an update on how things were going nationwide with the Legion with the coronavirus. And as we mentioned earlier, Commander, the holidays are coming up. We have many people that are going to be home alone, and that does raise the level of depression. And one thing a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it needs to be talked about because it still is a major problem, and that's the issue of veteran suicide. We still have a number of veterans on a daily basis taking their own lives. And unfortunately, with the holidays coming up and again that depression setting in, it's going to be really tough for a lot of our veterans. Again, this comes back to the buddy check program where you put that in place where you want everybody to go in and check with their buddies and make sure they're safe. But sometimes the guy you're checking in on may be suffering from depression, but you can't tell. You're not a trained therapist. And a lot of times they just don't reach out for help, which is unfortunate because help is available.
Absolutely. Military suicides, we're having somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 veterans a day commit suicide. 20 is a travesty, 1's a travesty. But as we continue to reach out to veterans, the Legionnaires, we're not trained therapists, but we do have the ability to interact and discuss and talk about things that are important to veterans that only veterans understand. And many times PTSD resurfaces during this period. So as we look at the stress and worry associated with the COVID pandemic, we are continuing to reach out, continue to emphasize the fact that the VA medical system does have help, and we just want to make sure every veteran's aware that it's free, anonymous, it's a confidential resource if there is a veteran in need. But we need every veteran enrolled and part of the VA healthcare system. And that's where the Legion, and that's where we can all come in. If you know a veteran, if he's enrolled with the Veterans Administration, a med center, very good. But if he's not, we need to encourage every veteran to enroll with the VA.
Commander, we've got just 60 seconds left. I know our time always goes quick when you and I get together on the phone. Is there anything you and I didn't discuss in our conversation here this morning you think it's important for our listeners to hear as we get ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and keeping our veterans in mind? And I do want to remind everybody that if you got to get holiday packages in the mail for the troops, do it right away, because the mail cutoff time, I think, is near the end of November or early December, depending on what code you're sending those packages to. But I know that's one thing the Legion's working on. Anything else we didn't talk about this morning, sir?
Well, just a couple things. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and a happy New Year. But check us out. Every post is a source of information. Every department has a website, and you can always check us out at the national organization at legion.org. Find out about our membership programs, children and youth programs, our national security issues, our Americanism programs. All of those sources are sources of information if you're interested in American Legion.